So as far as the disease burden, although there's about 12% of the population affected, it's one of the top 10 most costly conditions. So close to almost $10 billion in direct care costs. So while this is a fraction of the population, these patients are medically intensive on our healthcare system. They incur higher annual costs, particularly for nasal polyps over chronic rhinosinusitis without nasal polyps, and $13 billion in indirect costs. So it's quite a substantial burden on the economy. If you can see the last line, $22 to $60 billion overall, an economic burden. So this is a disease that has a lot of direct and indirect costs to our healthcare system, and treating it is actually quite important. All this, though, now that we have this background information, it seems a little bit impersonal, and I think digging into some patient cases would be very helpful. So Dr. Damask, can you help us out with that?